Tonight, the Republican National Convention continues in St. Paul, and the focus of attention will be on the most famous person in the country right now, Alaskan Governor Sarah Palin, who will give her speech accepting the vice presidential nomination at 10:30 p.m. According to McCain chief strategist Steve Schmidt, Palin will talk about her reform and change message about energy and its links to national security, as well as communicating to the American people exactly who she is. The Washington Post reports that the original speech that was prepared in advance did not anticipate a female running mate and was very masculine, but is now being redone from scratch. The Post reports that there is still debate on whether or not to make reference to Palin's 17-year-old daughter's pregnancy. As Palin's selection continues to draw concern in some circles, to the GOP faithful, it's been nothing but positive. Last Friday, the day that Palin made her debut as John McCain's running mate, the campaign raised $7 million, the largest daily haul this year. And in rallies in Ohio and Pennsylvania, McCain and Palin drew larger and more enthusiastic crowds than McCain usually draws alone. One Democrat who expects Palin's speech to be successful tonight is Barack Obama's communications director, Robert Gibbs.
And we expect, because of her compelling personal story, that she will give a great speech, and that she's likely to bring the convention floor out of its chairs and onto its feet. We expect her to give a rousing speech. Again, I think people that are listening to the speech should listen for her to enumerate the differences that she and John McCain would bring to this White House that are different than what we've got right now with George Bush.
Also speaking tonight at the convention will be former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. Last night, the final speaker of the evening was Connecticut Independent Senator Joe Lieberman, who broke his promise to reporters that his speech would be devoid of any criticisms of Barack Obama. Lieberman, who spoke at the Democratic National Convention in 2000 as the vice presidential nominee, endorsed John McCain last December and was rumored to be on the shortlist as his running mate until last week. In his speech last night, Lieberman noted that both candidates have talked about working across the aisle to work with the other party, but in reality, he said, only McCain has done so. That comment infuriated Obama communications manager Robert Gibbs.
In a long stem winder about how people are cynical about politics, he then turned to the American people that were watching and flat out lied about Barack Obama. He said that Barack Obama had never done anything of any importance that worked across party lines. I would have each and every one of you call Senator Dick Lugar and ask him if the bill that he worked on with Senator Obama to help destroy conventional weapons, stockpiles of conventional weapons, and keep dangerous weapons like nuclear weapons out of the hands of terrorists is something that's significant.
And a little later on, Gibbs continued to pile on Lieberman.
I have no problem with who you pick on voting, but do the American people a genuine favor. And when you look into that camera and the little red light goes on, tell the truth. Because if you can only sell your candidate by lying about the other one, then quite frankly, you ought to give up your speaking time.
Also today, the McCain campaign launched a new television ad comparing Sarah Palin's executive experience with that of Barack Obama's 4 years as a U.S. senator. Communications Director Robert Gibbs says essentially, bring it on.
I mean, look, if executive experience is truly important on the Republican side, maybe she should run for president and John McCain can be her vice president. I think the notion that somehow, look, the Republicans, in a meeting on a deck in Sedona, they took the experience argument out of their repertoire.